200. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your amazing, matchless grace. Hallelujah, 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 your matchless grace, O Lord. Hallelujah, 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 we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your grace. Jesus.
I'm thankful this morning for the grace of God in my life.
Forgive me.
And how it was demonstrated so clearly and powerfully in my life. And I was blessed this morning as I read in 2 Kings about Josiah, who heard the word of God, and then he had to do something. We had to act on that word, and the grace of God is so wonderful in our lives when He saves us and takes us from a life of sin, perhaps. But then He expects us to do something. It's not that we can earn anything. It's all grace. But sometimes we have to do. And I remember a time in my life when I had to do. I had a tremendous... those days they were called records, LPs, tremendous LP and 45 collection. I had a business where they would send me this type of thing for trials and whatever. But I had a tremendous collection, and I knew God wanted me to get rid of that. And it was sort of comical because it was, they're made of vinyl, and you can hardly break them. I didn't want the garbage men to benefit from them. And trying to break them, they just wouldn't break. So I think the Lord gave me the idea of putting them out, it was in the winter time, putting them out on the terrace, and they froze and they just cracked very easily. And I remember also having to pour liquor down the drain, bottles of liquor. And I knew I had to do it. I had a restaurant at the time, and even Christians said, why did you sell your restaurant? As though I could do that as a Christian. And I'm just saying that there are things we have to do sometimes, and we do it not because we're earning His grace, but because He calls us to do it. And there may be some in this room who the Lord has dealt with their time here, and maybe He's nudging you to do something, to get rid of something. And he will enable you to do that, no matter how hard it is. Whether it, as Brother Ernie said the other day, whether it's a relationship or just something that would bring us down, God will enable us to do it. And I just thank God that He does give grace, even in that respect. I was so blessed when I read about Josiah going all over and burning this and tearing that down. It just blessed me that this young man read the word of God and then was moved to do it. And that God help us all to follow the word of God and to do what He commands us to do.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Help us, Lord Jesus.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.